Hello and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. MedTrade Spring is coming up March 3rd through 5th at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center in Las Vegas, and with it a key feature of the show, the AA Home Care Update. And here to talk about that is Tom Ryan, President and CEO of AA Home Care. Tom, how you doing?
Very good, David. Thanks for the opportunity to chat about this.
Yeah. So, and you guys have some big changes coming up. The listeners out there, probably the first thing is when is the AA Home Care Update?
The AA Home Care Update will be Wednesday, March 4th at 8 a.m. to 9:30. It'll be in the South Pacific E-Room, and we hope to have a full turnout there.
Okay. All right. And you guys always have a great turnout for that thing. But this time around, it's kind of interesting, and it might be something that drives even more turnout, and that is that you guys have a new format for this. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, David, I think we have kind of feel that our old format where we do the PowerPoint presentation and try to get as many accomplishments out to the audience in a short period of time. It's almost like a corporate report, and I thought it was getting a little bit stale, and the team reconvened after MedTrade Fall and said, why don't we try to have more of an interactive audience participation, maybe a facilitated meeting, and obviously we reach out to you as a sponsor of our update and thought you'd be a great person to facilitate our meeting. So a little bit different. We'll be sitting on the stage in a comfortable chair and just kind of answering questions from you and hopefully get some audience participation.
Yeah, well, that's the hope, and hopefully I can help foster that. I have to say, it's an honor to do it. But more importantly, now, Tom, I'm completely confused because I don't know how I'm going to cover it and help facilitate the conversation at the same time.
You're going to have to put a voice recording on it. Do something there, David.
Well, we'll figure it out somehow. Well, and this will be interesting because I think that you've said for a while now that, you know, AA Home Care, I forget how you put it. AA Home Care is in provider's hometown. Is that correct?
I like to say, yes, we're in your hometown. We're not the association of the past that was the D.C. Capitol and the one lane. We are every day in another state in your hometown fighting for your financial stability and the health of the HME industry.
And to that end, you've got different experts from different corners of the association that do different things for providers speaking. Maybe you could kind of go into that real quick.
Well, certainly. We're going to have our executive team there. I call it, the A-team. It's a great, talented team that we have at AA Home Care. Jay Witter, our VP of Public Policy, will give the update on what's happening in Washington, D.C. and the current legislative activities that we have. We do have a couple of bills working that will certainly need to be discussed to get a audience to understand their grassroots activity that needs to be done. So there's a good reporting and an action plan coming out of that. Then Kim Brummett, the regulatory guru here, will give an update of what's happening with the big picture on the regulatory goals for 2020. Talk about some of the new things that have come out, which would be quite interesting. I think we've seen some big changes that she'd want to talk about with the statement of written order, and certainly the anticipation of how transparent we will be with the agency in finding out what the next bidding numbers will bring later on in the year.
Got it.
And certainly we'll then bring Laura Willett up. Laura Willett, our road-weary VP of Payer Relations, who is spends a good part of her days on the road in your hometown, getting engaged and involved with the state associations and with the payers and in the states, the state Medicaid players. And she'll give you a highlight of where we've had some good wins and where we see challenges and what we're going to be doing in 2020 as well. She's created an exciting payer relations panel, which was actually in town this week. Very excited to meet high-level people who have rolled their sleeves up. They're engaged in trying to, again, fight for fair reimbursement and, compatible MCO regulations, appeal rights, making sure that since the transition to from Medicare to the managed care world with managed care Medicaid, managed care Medicare, and that payer shift has us need to be in the home. So a lot going on in that activity, and Laura will give you some highlights there, which is important.
Got it. And that's really interesting. Just to go off on a tangent real quick, that payer relations council, you guys just formed that, and this has got to be what, their second, third meeting already?
Yeah, there was actually a facilitated meeting in the summer. I was not able to make that. And this was the first formalized meeting. We picked a chair and a vice chair. This is a committee that will actually be, we're going to change our bylaws and make sure that the chair of that committee has an active role sitting on our board in a voting position. So extremely important committee. I again had the pleasure of spending hours this past week with the group, and there's a lot of challenges, but a lot of excitement about the potential that this committee can do. Again, the challenges are always there. The industry continues to grow, and the challenge always is, can the, you know, the mission, which is great, can we have, do we have the margin to meet that mission? Huh. And one of my goals is, again, to get the audience who are the non-familiar and non-informed more familiar with what we're doing, and then the familiar but not aligned more aligned in what we're doing. So at the end of the day, we continue to need to bring members into this association. And I hope this new format with, you know, some audience participation and the highlights of what we do will accomplish that.
Yeah. And you know, talking about that audience participation, the way we're kind of organizing this is each segment, there's going to be Q&A after each segment to really hopefully drive some back and forth between a home care membership and prospective members, of course, attending the update and the association executive team. What do you think will be some of the key points that will probably generate some discussion if you had to use your crystal ball?
Well, I think typically when we do our ledge update, they're going to want to know what the probability of getting something passed in this world today, in this Congress. It's a fairly partisan environment, and I think we can talk about where we see some opportunities with moving Medicare legislation later in the year. That's very, very significant. I think they're going to want to know, you know, from Kim in the regulatory world, just, you know, where we think we're going to be with the competitive bid rates, what's going to happen in 2021 when the rural relief goes away. Again, tie that into the regulatory work on that, as well as the legislative work on that. And then, you know, you're in our hometown, the Laura Willett update, just where we had some wins, where are we getting some traction, and how do we take this and make sure that we can bring that win in one town to the next town?
Got it. And, you know, Tom, I'm curious, this is, you know, this new format for the update is sort of part of a larger effort on a home care to make sure that people know what the association is doing for the industry. Because I think you're right. A lot of people think, oh, it's just, you know, federal level legislative regulatory stuff, and they don't realize, you know, how far you guys have your staff out into various endeavors, you know, at the state level, et cetera, and the payer level. Maybe you could tell us a bit about that effort.
Well, obviously, we did a major rebranding campaign in 2019 that started out with an early survey that was done to non-members to kind of get a feel for where the association was in the eyes of non-members. And I think what we found out is that there was not an understanding that we had been 2 years in the pay relations field out in the world, out in your hometown, working on non-Medicare issues. And we had to kind of get that message out. We've in 2019 hired a second payer relations person, and we've changed our lanes. Not only have we changed lanes from the payer world, but I think we're really defining market segments within the association. Many believe we're strictly an HME RT market segment, but we're really not. When you look at the overall breadth of membership in AA Home Care, we probably meet three market segments. I would say HME, RT, I would say medical supplies, and then the CRT world. So getting people to understand that we are a larger, broader market segment-related association, and we are not just your old group that was working in Washington, D.C. We were out in your neighborhoods. We were working on payer issues throughout the country, and the challenges continue. So we are part of a bigger continuum. We all know that people want to age in the home. The demographics are terrific for this industry. I continue to say, how do we have a potentially $50 to $60 billion industry and have a national association that, has a budget of, less than $4 million? So, again, our goal in these opportunities is to get the non-familiar and non-informed familiar with our association and, become part of it, and get the ones that are familiar but not aligned, in us, become believers in us, and grow the membership so we can handle the mission.
There you go. There you go. Okay. Well, you know, last question. For somebody who's never attended the AA Home Care Update, why would you say it's important for them to show up?
Well, you need to know what's happening in your industry. You need to know that your challenges are not unique. You need to understand that what you fight for every day, and when you roll your sleeves up and feel challenged, you're not alone. You've got a national industry behind you that are fighting the same issues you're fighting. We're fighting them on a global level, and we're making wins, and we're turning you know, the headwinds into tailwinds. Be a part of it. Be a part of the excitement. Join us, and let's accomplish a lot in the next decade.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, Tom, thank you very much for making some time available. I'm looking forward to this update. This is going to be really fun, and I'm glad that you guys invited me to join in.
Great, David. Thank you very much. I look forward to it. I'll see you soon in Vegas.
Yeah, there you go. Coming up quick. All right. Really looking forward to that AA Home Care Update. That's going to be an interesting one. Thanks again to Tom for taking some time to explain how this is going to be a new format. Hope everybody shows up. That's going to be at MedTrade Spring. It'll be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a neat format. That's going to close things up for this episode. Don't forget to rate and review the HMEB podcast. And please, if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. And if you want to stay on top of everything that is happening in the industry, make sure to check out hme-business.com. Again, that's hme-business.com. And subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service. And if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the print magazine there as well. Again, that's hme-business.com. Of course, you can also follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on both Facebook and Twitter. And I'm personally at Post Acute News on Twitter. And lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via Twitter. I'm you can, again, that's at Post Acute News, or you can hit me up by email, and that's DKO, P as in Paul, F as in Frank, at 1105media.com. Thank you all very much for listening, and goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.